play a tune that he wrote called Last Train to Rajasthan. And apparently somebody was there yesterday paying attention and taking notes, huh? I asked this yesterday when we played in the Party Glass, and I don't know how many of you actually were up at 11 in the morning yesterday, one or two. Anyway, do you know where Rajasthan is?
South of Buffalo.
East of Buffalo, too.
Rajasthan, I need to check this. I've been saying this without even really checking myself. Richie tells me Rajasthan is in North India.
North of India, yes.
Right. North India. In India.
Yes, in India.
Yes. And Richie, for a couple of summers, right around Grassroots Festival time, that's a festival near us, was hanging out with a band named Musafir, which is a North Indian gypsy band.
Really
gypsies, and really just fantastic stuff with, you know, the guys like sitting on pillows and chanting and beautiful rhythms and all that stuff. And a guy and a gal in the front, the guy wearing this almost like ballerina kind of thing in turquoise with all these spangles on it, balancing all these things on his head and doing hula hoops on his arms.
Yeah, with bicycle wheels.
Yeah.
He had like 7 bicycle wheels spinning. He had all this stuff piled on top of his head.
It's unbelievable. And then the gal, who was about this big, was doing similar kinds of things, and then like back bends while she was doing it.
Yeah, she bent backwards and picked up, she had rings on her fingers, and she did this cool dance. And she took 2 rings off of her fingers and put them on the floor. And then she bent over backwards and picked up the rings with her eyelids.
I couldn't make that up.
I'm not kidding. Dude, I'm not kidding.
They actually took them to a middle school in a small town near
us. Oh, God.
And they had to make
trip.
A lot of announcements about, don't do this. Kids, this is cool, but don't do this.
It's true. The last time they came, they brought this new gal with them. They must have killed off the other one with one of these stupid tricks. But she was like 17 years old, and she was tiny. And I mean tiny. And they had this croc with them. It was like this big. It was a croc, and it was round on the bottom. Like it would move around on the floor. If you bumped into it, it would roll around. And they filled it up with water. Now you can imagine how much this freaking thing weighed. And she was doing this dance barefoot, and then she got up on this thing of nails. And she was dancing on the nails, and then she got off, and they brought out these wine glasses. I bought the wine glasses that day. They said, oh, we need some wine glasses for this trick. And so, sure, okay. They got these wine glasses, and they set them on the stage. And she walked over, and then she stood on the 2 wine glasses, right, barefoot. And then she jumped and broke the wine glasses with her feet, right? It's totally freaky. And then she walks over after that, and she bends down like this, and this other guy gets up and picks up this giant thing of water. It's like he can barely hold it. He's like lifting it higher and higher. She's getting down as low as she can and puts it on her head. And then she stands up with it, right? And then she starts doing this whole thing again with this giant crock of water on her head, right?
This is at a school.
At an elementary school, right? And we're thinking,
just to
remind
you, this is at a school. Multicultural day.
It went on from there. It went on from there. There was 3 more wine glasses. They took the crock off and piled these wine glasses on her head and put the crock back on the wine glasses. And it was just like in the freaking Disney movies, man. The thing was like waving around like this. And they're playing this whack music. I mean, honest to God, it made me freaking burst into tears. I'm like, this is not right. So they inspired this next song.
Last Train to Rajasthan.
And Judy's gonna dance.
And juggle. Thank you.
Thank you.